You're listening to NPR News. I'm Marianne Combs. Students and staff in dozens of Minnesota schools walked out of their classes at 10 o'clock this morning. The walkout was part of a national demonstration organized to honor the victims of last month's school shooting in Florida and to call for tougher gun control laws. The protest lasted 17 minutes, 1 minute for each of the students and staff members shot and killed on February 14th at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. NPR News sent reporters out across the state to cover this story. Dan Crocker, our reporter in Duluth, was at Harbor City Charter School, and he joins me now. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Marianne.
So how did things go?
I was really struck at how efficiently the event was run at Harbor City today, which is a small charter school, Harbor City International School in downtown Duluth. I was at the school and students all came down at about 9:55 and they were almost completely silent. You could tell they had really organized this. And what they did was they all were dressed in black. And they put signs around their necks with photos and the names of victims from the school shooting in Florida. And then they walked single file downstairs out onto the street in downtown Duluth, and they walked a block up to Superior Street, which is the main thoroughfare through downtown Duluth. And they lined up in front of an office building. And there's only about 220 students at Harbor City, the school, and there were about 70 kids there. So a full third of the student body was there. They lined up along the street. It covered almost an entire city block. They linked arms, and they stood silent for 17 minutes. It was really quite a moving scene.
You stayed with the students even as the walkout was ending. What happened then?
Yeah, I did. And like I said, they stayed silent the whole time. And afterwards, they basically just marched back to the school. And that's where I was able to speak to one of the organizers of the event. Her name is Signe Stromgren. She's 18, and she's a senior from Duluth at Harbor City International School.
The way we decided what we wanted to do is we knew we wanted it to be respectful, and we didn't really want it to be time for arguing or anything like that. We just wanted it to be a time to honor those who died. So we decided to be silent. Yeah.
And I saw you not only wrote down the names of the victims, but you also wrote down past school shootings as well.
Yes, yeah.
Why'd you decide to do that?
I guess because it's not just an isolated event. It's not something that just now happened in Parkland. It's something that's been an ongoing problem that we want to address and start to change.
That was Signe Stromgren, one of the organizers. What was the mood like amongst the other students?
It was pretty somber and pretty emotional, really. Talking to students, this really hit home to them. You know, they even though this event was a long ways away, being in a high school like theirs, I mean, it really, really struck close to home. And it was really emotional, and you could really hear the emotion. We'll play some tape from another student I spoke to. Her name is Simone Stark, and she is another senior, also 18, at Harbor City in downtown Duluth.
I participated because I think there needs to be change in the gun laws. It's not an isolated problem. It's been something that's going on for a really long time now, and really nothing has been done to change it, and it's also something pretty close to home for me. A family, a member of my family was a victim of gun violence. It wasn't a school shooting, but it was just gun violence, and so I think there needs to be change across the board.
Could you talk about how your personal experience has influenced how you might feel about what happened in Florida and school shootings in general?
Yeah, what I went through, I definitely think there's way too easy access to guns, and that definitely played into what happened in Florida, and just being able to buy a gun without really receiving any background checks or, like, mental health checks or anything really stopping you is kind of really frightening.
Are there specific actions or change you're hoping the government will make?
I'm hoping they'll, like, I don't want a gun ban. I just want them to make it harder for people to get guns, especially ones that can hurt lots of people.
This is obviously an emotional issue, and talk about the emotion, I mean, what your classmates are expressing, I mean, and what it's been like here in the past month.
It's been interesting. I definitely loved all of the support we got for this event. It really makes me love my community even more that we can all stand together on this issue. And yeah, and it's kind of scary thinking that something like that could happen to my classmates and to my friends.
Any message for the adults listening?
Support your students. It's their safety, too. This was a purely student-organized event, but we loved the parents that supported us, and they didn't really have a hand in planning it, but they shuttled their kids to the UMD meeting, and they just helped, and it's really nice to have support from them, too.
So that's Simone Stark. She's an 18-year-old senior at Harbor City International School, a small charter high school in Duluth. And Marianne, I mean, you can obviously hear the emotion in her voice.
Absolutely.
And she was talking about, you know, the support they've gotten from adults and this was a totally student organized event, and from what I've heard, that's the way most of the events were at schools around Duluth and the state. But the school was supportive of the students. It wasn't a school sanctioned event by any stretch. But and the school didn't take a position on it or anything. But so it was an unexcused absence for students, and they did need I know at like the Duluth Public Schools they needed permission from and at the charter school they needed permission from parents to make it excused. But there was support, and I asked school administrators, and they said that they didn't hear any negative feedback from parents. They only heard supportive comments from parents. So there was while it was a student led event, there was a lot of adult support.
Did you see any of the teachers or school administrators join the students on Superior?
There were some that were out there to observe, but they didn't participate like the students did. And Marianne, I wanted to talk a little bit about. I mean, what was interesting to see on Superior Street was how. And one of the organizer talked about this, Signe, about how they wanted to make art a part of it. And they actually, about a few minutes into standing there silently, they took out chalk and they started writing on the sidewalk. And they wrote down the names of, like she talked about, the names of other school shootings in the past years, like Columbine and Red Lake and Northern Minnesota. And they also wrote a bunch of messages for passerby to see later today with words like prevented and never again and end bullying and end the violence and love, not guns. And most provocatively, I thought, am I next?
Mm. You know, Simone talked about what she wants to see change. Did you get the impression that that was what others wanted too?
Yeah, I mean, the students involved today were really stressing that today's event was not a protest. It wasn't an angry event, a call for action or anything like that. This was really meant to honor the victims in Florida and beyond. But clearly there are other events coming up, and students talked about how they were going to be involved in those, which are going to be more geared, they said, towards looking for specific action and not necessarily to ending access to guns like Simone talked about, but making it harder to access them. None of the kids weighed in on whether or not they thought for instance, teachers should be armed, which I know is a proposal that's been brought up.
Mm. Dan Crocker, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's NPR reporter Dan Crocker. He's one of several NPR News reporters who went out across the state today to follow the student walkouts, and we'll be covering that throughout the afternoon. The walkouts here in Minnesota this morning were part of a much larger effort. Tens of thousands of young people all over the country walked out of school this morning in communities big and small. And they carried signs, chanted slogans against the National Rifle Association, and bowed their heads in silent tribute to those killed. In Washington, more than 2,000 high school-age protesters observed 17 minutes of silence outside the White House. An organizer counted down the seconds until 10 a.m., and the protesters spent the 17 minutes sitting on the ground with their backs turned to the White House as a nearby church bell chimed. Today's walkout was the biggest demonstration yet of the student activism that has emerged since the school shooting in Florida. Another round of school walkouts is planned for April 20th, the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado. Over 3,000 walkout events were registered to take part in today's call on Congress to pass tighter gun control laws, according to Enough National School Walkout, the event organizers.